Thanks, Pavla. Well, this week we start with some very big news. A group of foreign investors led by Lehman Brothers has bought the Czech telecoms and transmissions company Radio Komunikace. It owns almost 40% of the Czech branch of mobile operator T-Mobile. The price, over $1.5 billion, is a record for the purchase of a private company in this country. It's also been described as the biggest acquisition of its kind in Central Europe. Lehman Brothers, Mid-Europa Partners and Al-Batin Investment have bought Radio Komunikace from the Altima unit of the Dutch company Bividion. And I hope I've pronounced all those names right.
The strategically important state company Škoda Export is to be put up for sale, according to Mladá Fronta Dnes. Škoda Export has in the past built power plants in China and Turkey and is preparing to build others in India and Pakistan.
Škoda Auto, meanwhile, has produced its 500,000th car this year, the first time the half-million barrier has been broken in the firm's 100-year history. The vehicle was a roomster. A spokesperson said Škoda Auto was hoping to produce a total of 530,000 cars this year. In the January to November period, the company reached record sales in 20 countries, including Germany, France and Russia.
The transport minister, Aleš Rebíček, has cast doubt on the ability of the Austrian company Kapsch to launch on January 1st an electronic toll system for trucks on Czech roads. However, the firm's chairman, Georg Kapsch, said the only thing that could delay the toll's introduction was interference on the part of rivals who bid unsuccessfully in the tender. The company blames delays in the planned launch of the system on proceedings undertaken by the Czech Antitrust Office following appeals by failed bidders.
The carmaker Hyundai has struck a deal with environmental groups and government agencies aimed at ending legal disputes surrounding the building of a huge new plant in North Moravia, the South Korean giant's first factory in Europe. One element of the deal is the halting of plans to construct two business parks in the region. Czech environmentalists have hailed it as an historic victory.
The average Czech is planning to spend nearly 8,000 crowns or $370 on Christmas presents this year. That's according to a poll carried out by the Respond and Company agency in October. 40% of the survey's 921 respondents said they would spend more than last year. The same percentage said they would lay out the same amount as in 2005.